and they really were. Anybody else who helped is a great Diyashikoya. But it's just saying a machshava that the Gaya to Chanukah, there was once a Chanukah Mesiba in Slabotka, and the Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky spoke. And he asked the question, a famous kasha, that why do we find that when we say Al Hanisim, we talk about the miracle of the Milchama. And when we learn the Gemara in the Sefer Shabbos, and the Gemara asks, my Chanukah, the Gemara basically talks about the nes of the Pak Shemet. So how come, on one hand, we just focus on the nes of the Pak Shemet, and the other hand, we focus on the nes of the Milchama, but we don't mix the two? So the answer is that Lamaisa, you have to think, how is it shaykh this entire miracle? How did you pull off a miracle where a handful of yidden are able to destroy a tremendous army? How do you have a maisa where a little bit of oil burns for 8 days? The answer is that the nace occurred with the Pak Shemen of the Koyin Godel. When you have a Pak Shemen and it is sealed with the seal of the Koyin Godel and it's Shemen Tohar, anything can happen. Because when you have Tahara, you have a Pak Shemen that's Tohar, there are no limits, there are no restrictions, there's no rules, there's no nature, anything can happen. Because when you have Tahara, when you have Kedusha, so then nothing is totally in the physical limitation, anything can happen. In this day and age, we're dealing in a world where for us to be the B'nai Torah, to be the ones who are loichem de milchama for Torah, against the whole world of Choshev, against the world of Choshev Suyavon, how are we able to be matzliach in such a milchama? The answer again is that we are the Pak Shemen of this generation. We are the Pak of Shemen Tohor in this day and age that has to shop the miracle of radiating the Oyer HaTorah. Every Ben Torah, any yeshiva bocher, if you're zoiche to be in the yeshiva, you're zoiche to be from the yechidim in Klal Yisrael, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is chosen to be B'nai Torah, you are part of that Pak Shemen Tohar, that shaykh to do miracles. And you can go out into the world and you can radiate an Oyer HaTorah that's able to illuminate the darkness, the choshech of Yavon, and turn the world into a mokim where it's shaykh the Tatar the Rebbeinu should be able to bring Mashiach. In that vein, there's a mimer that said over B'Shem the Chidushi Harim. He says that when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the menorah was hidden. But he says that the candles of the menorah, when the menorah was hidden, were still burning. How they're still burning? But as I state in Svarim, that the menorah was hidden and the candles are still burning. The Chidushi Harim, that in every single Yiddish heart, every Yiddish heart is a Mishkan. Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. The Rebbeinu Shem says, Asim Mikdash Kishachati Besoichon Besoich Livon Shel Kol Echon V'Yechon. Every one of you is a Shtik Mishkan. And if that's true, there's a menorah in every Yiddish heart. Nor vos, the menorah is hidden. You don't see it, it's hidden, but the candles are still burning. And all you have to do is fan the flames. Dig a little deeper into yourself and bring the menorah to your own heichel, to your own heart. And then the Oyer HaTorah is going to be radiating all the way out. Then the Mishkan in every Jewish heart will become vibrant. But the menorah is still burning in every heart. And every Chanukah when we light the Neiros, we have to tell ourselves that if a couple of Yidden could bring a miracle of Chanukah, that we have the capacity with our hearts, with our koichim, to do the same thing. How do you do it? I've often said over a board, I think it's appropriate over here as well, that sometimes we don't feel like it. Hey, Chateisa, I'm going to go out there and be Makar of the belt. I'm going to be the frumach that's going to somehow turn people on. I'm going to go out to be the yeshiva bach and everyone's going to be in the spoil from. Halavai, I shouldn't make a chil Hashem. I should make a kiddush Hashem. I'm going to go out there. But everything we want. We want to be B'nai Toy, we want to be B'nai Aliyah, we want to shtai, we want to grow, we want to be Masmid, we want to be Lamdonim. So Lamaisa, let's get back to the Pacha, the Kohen Gadol. And we all know that the Kohen Gadol, from whom the miracle stems, wore 8 Begadim. No coincidence that Chanukah is 8 days. And the 8 Begadim, we're told that Aaron HaKohen, when he died, took off his begadim, and each beged he took off, Elazar put on. So Aaron took off a beged, Elazar put it on. Aaron took off another beged, Elazar put it on, until finally, Elazar is wearing the big dekuna. Aaron is clothed with an onan. The Rabbi Hashem gives him a misas neshika. Aaron dies. Elazar becomes the Kohen Gadol. There's one problem. Elazar is wearing the clothing inside out, because every beged Aaron took off, Elazar put on. So, in the Osnayim Lutzayir, he says it was a nace that when he walked out of the cave, the clothing turned inside out. If it's a Superman mice, and the clothing mount is turned inside out, now he's the Kohen Gadol. So, what's in the pshat? I think the pshat is that clothing represents the midas of a person. Hashem Moloch Geyus Lavesh, clothing represents your midas. So, guy's going to say, I'm going to dress like Aaron HaKohen. Finish Shein Aaron HaKohen. Parrot says you can't put on clothing and become Aaron HaKohen. That's ridiculous. Aaron HaKohen was Oyev Shalom, the Rite of Shalom, Oyev Sabrias. We're not there. You know, give a guy a smile, you tolerate somebody, but we're not Oyev Sabrias, Makarvin Latoyer, let's face it. Nor Voss, what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is you want to be Aaron HaKohen. Put on the outermost beged. Put a smile on your face. Say good morning to somebody. If you don't like them, say hello anyway. You're a senior, say hello to a freshie. Say if you like him. Put your arm around his shoulder. Be makar of him. Show somebody a shtikalava. Ah, you don't mean it, you hate his guts. Do it anyway. The chitzonius will be ma'ir the pnimius. And you know what's going to happen? You'll put on the next beged. And then you'll put on a more inner beged. And then a more inner beged. And when you keep doing it, the chitzonius will be ma'ir the pnimius. And you know what's going to happen? Clothing will turn inside out, and you will become yet an Aaron HaKohen. The Chitzonius will turn you around. You want to bring out the Menorah that's leaked in a person's heart. Do the Avodas Hashem with a Hislavus, with an excitement. David with a Shtikel or Kavana, with a little bit of Hislavus, with a Koyel Ram. Answer a Main Yeshmei Rav in a loud voice. Learn with a Shtikel or Leverdekai. Don't lie back on the Stenzer and fight when the Chavrus is going to start reading. Say it with a Shtarkai, with a Gezunt, with a Koyel. And you'll suddenly find you have a Shtikel up for learning. You have a Shtikel up for learning. You're able to relate to other people. The Chitzonius will be more of the Pnimius. And it'll ignite the fire that lies buried in a heart. And we'll suddenly become ourselves the Menorah. Chochmas Adam Toyer Panav will become the Shtik Menorah. And we'll be able to be those people that radiate the Ohr HaTorah. So you'll be Zoicha to go home, come back in one piece, come back as Stark of the Neitzayra, and in Yirtz Hashem next month, you'll all backslide to the grace of the Divine. Usually Rabbi Folter has discussed to give out the prizes for davening, so today I will have that prize.